As we've reported, the COVID-19 pandemic has put stress on our nation's healthcare system. Many medical workers throughout the country are heading into overwhelmed places with high amounts of cases to help out. Sheridan VA Health System nurses are being sent on two-week stints to VA and community facilities. Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler brings the story of LPN's Mike Gatewood and Aaron McDaniel, who work at VA satellite clinics in the state, about their time at a nursing home for veterans in Maryland.
The facility there is a 400-bed facility, and they were operating pretty much to capacity when we got called to go there, and they were in a rough state when we got there.
Almost half of the residents, plus half of their staff, had COVID or had recovered from COVID, and that, at the time, was just about as many that had been diagnosed here in the whole state of Wyoming.
One out of every six people at that facility had passed away from COVID. And the staff there saw that. These are people that they've been taking care of for years. So the emotional trauma on the staff, not to mention the fact that half of them got sick and one of them died, so it's rough for them to even want to walk in the door. So they're under stress, the residents are under stress, the administration is under a lot of stress, and our job was to take care of all of them. We gave the nurses there somebody to talk to. We gave the people who lived there all the help they needed so that everybody could kind of collect themselves, get back together, and then, you know, come in and go back to work. And kudos to every one of them that was there, because they worked hard through some just very debilitating things and didn't quit. They didn't give up.
It was pretty smooth even going in, although, you know, I was pretty nervous when I hit the floor. They gave me a few hours of training, and then from there you were just on your own. You know, it was hitting the floor running to help them. But that's what we did. That's what I was expecting. That's what we were there for.
So the floor I was on, either they hadn't got it or they had recovered from it. There was just a shortage of nursing staff. So basically, we're there to assess the patients, take care of their needs, pass their meds, and make sure that their needs are met. And sometimes that can be difficult when you have short staff. So you might be taking care of 20 to 40 patients, and that's the kind of stuff we were doing.
I had a lot of fun with it. That's kind of probably a weird word to say when a disaster is going on, but you know, you make the best of the situation. I made friends with a lot of those nurses because we did let them know that we were there for them and the veterans in the nursing home. So you go in there thinking, you know, the worst, and then you make the best out of everything.
I'll tell you, it was kind of a humbling experience for me because, like I said, I was a soldier. When I got deployed then, you knew that there were people trying to kill you. Here, it's a disease that's trying to kill not just you, but everyone. It's war, it's combat, and that's what we got deployed for. And there are people that don't understand that. So it was humbling for me because these were people that were living and working in that environment and seeing people they've known for years drop like flies, and they still kept going. And these are civilians. They're not people that have been trained to deal with this kind of trauma, yet they're doing it. Wear a mask. Just wear it. Just wear your mask. Put it on when you're around somebody else. It's that simple.